Coach Mike Houston after the Temple game.
Congratulations to a very good Temple ball club, very well coached, very talented. Did exactly what we thought they'd do. Played a very good ball game. We had our shots. Loved the way we started the ball game, the way we were competing. Stadium was electric. I mean, it was everything that I came to East Carolina for. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, right there at the end of the first quarter, what a special place this can be. Thought we had a lull there in the third quarter where the game, got away from us a little bit. I thought we fought back in the fourth quarter and just, too little too late there, especially with the way that they were able to move the football and run the football and control the clock. So 3-3, we go into the bye. It's not what we want to be. But, I think we've all seen improvement in our young men week in, week out. And I think they're continuing to grow and they're continuing to change habits and they're continuing to learn how to fight. And as long as we'll continue doing that, we'll continue to compete throughout the year and we'll look up at the end of the year and have a lot of positive things from it and hopefully we can achieve our goals.
Coach, the third quarter specifically, they dominated pretty much every offensive category. Is that a factor of depth of halftime adjustments? What do you point to for that third quarter?
I think that from my feeling on the sideline, it's we've got to learn how to bow our back and compete when the momentum's dead against us. And that's it. Learning how to overcome adversity is not easy. And it's something that, I think that there are some really bad habits here that we're breaking. And one of those is, hanging our head and feeling sorry for ourselves. And that they ain't going to do that. And I freaking ripped their rear in. And I'm going to find 11 that'll fight. And but I thought they responded. And that's the good thing. They responded. I mean, they really did. I mean, I got on pretty hard there. And they did respond. And I told them in there, I get frustrated when I know that they are better. I know that they're capable of more. We had our shots. We knew what kind of game we were going to have to play, and we did so many good things. But we have got to compete every single snap. And I did not care for the way that when we got behind there in the third quarter, I did not care for the way we conducted ourselves.
Was it encouraging to see the running game early the way it was?
Yeah.
The first drive?
Yes. I mean, the running game. Some of the things we're doing in the passing game. We look like what we want to look like, and I think that. That shows some of the things we're capable of. I mean, we were not consistent after the first quarter offensively. And, it's no, one person's fault. We've got to continue to, we've got to continue to prove. We've got to continue to do a better job coaching. And I'll just tell you, we got to continue to do a better job coaching. We got to continue to develop our offensive personnel.
It was a clean game in terms of no turnovers, 10 yards and penalties. Is that something that you reinforced?
Certainly it's been a big harping point we talked about, and it was when we talked yesterday afternoon, we kind of laid out this is how we're going to win the ball game, and those are two of the big things, winning the turnover battle and not doing anything to derail ourselves, to give them anything. And so the thing we didn't do is we weren't able to shut down the run game. 237 yards rushing. We said we wanted to turn it into a one-dimensional game. We weren't able to do that.
Coach, we've seen your team start strong a number of games so far this season and then quiet down a little bit through the middle quarters. Why is that?
Well, I think that fatigue gets you. I mean, certainly the depth is a little bit of an issue. I think that when you start playing, some of these teams have the size they have across the fronts on both sides, that they wear us down a little bit. And that's we got to continue. We're starting to get to where we can play more people. We're starting to have more guys come along, and the way we can counter that is to try to continue to develop more depth, especially on our fronts. That way we can keep fresh guys in there. Having that edge and that intensity is so critical. I mean, if you're going to compete the way we want to compete and play the style of game, we're not a tempo, throw it all over the place. I mean, we are a very physical football team. That's the way we're building this thing. And if we're going to play that way, we've got to keep that edge all the time.
How big was their depth? They would have used two or three rushers very effectively,
especially
in that same third quarter that you've been talking about.
Yeah, that's what you worry about is, that big offensive line. And then they got the two, the two really, I think, top-notch running backs there. And then, when they put the running quarterback in, that's a whole different aspect there we got to counter with. And, they have very good skill players on offense across the board. There's wideouts. It's tough. But it's, we control a lot of that. We can't let them, the 4 and 5 yards a clip is just, you can't allow that. And that's what got us.
Coach, you're obviously playing to win, but this is one of the more competitive games with Temple since both teams started playing in the AAC. Where does that fit in terms of rebuilding this program?
I think it's the next step, I told the kids in there, they're going to have a lot of people pat them on the back and tell them, good game, you're really coming along, all that stuff. But, we're not in it for moral victories. We can take some positives out of this, yes. People can look at the score from the last couple of years and look at our score tonight and say that the program's improving, and that's all fine and good. But, you play the game to win, and that's what we're setting out to do. And, we've got to do things better. We've got to do things better if we're going to win those ball games.
Through two games in the league and then heading into the bye week, is there one thing that kind of stands out now with the competitiveness of this league or what it takes to win or anything like that?
Well, I knew what this league was when I got into it. This league is ranked ahead of several of the Power Five conferences as far as, strength in a variety of the those polls and stuff out there, if you put any weight in those. All I know is it's big boy league, and every single week's going to be just like that. So we better strap it up and be ready to roll. And that's we knew that. I know that. This program's not going to be like this forever. We're going to get it turned. We've got good young players. We've got a great recruiting class that we believe in that, hopefully we're going to sign in December. We're going to grow them up. We're going to develop them. We're going to learn how to play the game the right way. We've got a great fan base. And we're determined to give them a product on the field that they can stand behind.
How much did it hurt when you lost Chance Purvis there? That's when they started driving the ball.
Well, we had a couple of guys get dinged up. There's nothing serious. Chance is available later on the ball game. But, again, that's where we got to – you can't depend on just any one person. That's what we got to continue to try to develop the depth of our program. And you're going to do that a little bit right now. You're going to do that a lot through recruiting and development in the offseason. I think he's improving every week, and I like his competitiveness. He has high expectations for himself. I like the fact that you can coach him hard and he responds to it. Because he wants to win. I think he's going to be a really good player for us in time, and he's getting better every week right now.
Coach, could have had a two-possession lead. Jake Verity was well within his range.
Yep.
What kind of impact do you feel like that had on the game?
That hurt. The momentum hurt us. That had been good. It had been a tighter game at the half. Took some wind out of our sails. Jake's pretty consistent. He didn't do that very often, so we can't complain too much because he comes through most of the time.
What do you think when the lights went out? What were some of the options being talked about?
Well, you were hoping they were going to come back on. Certainly, it was not ideal. The other option was calling the game, and I didn't want to do that. We had 3rd and 13. It was 3.5 minutes to play. So there's a lot of ball left to play right there. And I think the way, you'd like to, we score the touchdown, we get the onside kick. I had visions in my mind of getting another score in there and, having a chance, maybe a onside kick and a Hail Mary. It's you play until it's triple zeros. So I'm glad they were able to get the lights back on. Thanks a lot.
Players are here.